A pre-budget lobbying campaign by the agencies that provide services under the National Disability Insurance Scheme has paid off. Starting in July, the federal government will increase what the NDIS pays for services such as therapy and personal care. It's an $850 million boost, and while it'll be welcomed by providers, some voices in the disability sector say the scheme has bigger problems. Social Affairs correspondent Norman Hermont reports.
It's the cleanup after a group activity cooking class for NDIS participants.
So what are you going to be cooking next week?
Corn and mushrooms.
Fantastic.
CEO of provider My Life Victoria, Terry Carroll, says funding for services like this falls well short.
The real cost per hour for us in our organisation is around the $62 to $65 mark per hour, and what we're getting funded for is well below that, around the $40, $42, and it's around that mark.
The government says what the NDIS pays for services like this will rise up to 15%. The amount paid for physiotherapy and psychology will also increase. Terry Carroll welcomes the boost, as long as it's done right.
A boost in the price card would be absolutely fantastic. If they put more regulation and more administration on us, then we've lost it. We can't create the efficiencies that we need to.
But some in the disability sector say increasing payments to providers is hardly a top priority. People with Disability Australia's Matthew Bowden says it's vital higher payments to providers don't come out of the plans of NDIS participants.
If there is going to be a change to pricing, then it's really important that that pricing is reflected in the fact that people's plans are bigger.
And then there's what many advocates say is the biggest problem facing the scheme, the underspend. The NDIS routinely fails to spend all the money it's allotted in the federal budget by anywhere between $2.5 to $5 billion or more. Kirsten Dean is the director of advocacy group Every Australian Counts.
That underspend is a direct result of problems with the way that the scheme is being implemented.
It's been harder to enrol people in the scheme than anticipated, and once participants do have plans in place, it can be years until spending on equipment or home renovations is approved. Many people with disability share Kirsten Dean's concerns that the unspent billions are too tempting for the government.
We think that funding should be tipped back into the scheme and used to fix up the problems rather than just bolstering the budget bottom line, which has been what's been happening for the last few years.
Kirsten Dean from Every Australian Counts. That report from Norman Hermont.